On Sunday night at 8, A Prince for Christmas will premiere on ION Television. Much of that movie was filmed last winter in East Aurora, and at the time, it was known as Small Town Prince. For an update, we checked in again with Marcus Hill, associate producer for Hybrid Entertainment, who has been busy getting several movies together for this holiday season.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing just fine, but first and foremost, we have to get into this, a name change.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me about that, and when we're in production and we're filming a project, a lot of times it's just a working title, and the title ends up changing after the fact. Sometimes once it gets to the network, they have maybe a better idea, or sometimes the movie title just doesn't clear when you go through legal and you have to do a whole title clearance process. But what we found out is when the ION Network acquired this movie, is they really liked A Prince for Christmas. And I know when we came to Buffalo, we came to East Aurora, our working title was Small Town Prince. So we thought that the title change was great and for the better, and we love A Prince for Christmas, and we thought it was a good change.
Like you said, things do change. Of course, a lot of footage was probably filmed. What are some of the scenes, especially the landscapes and such, that we would know from the East Aurora area?
It's Main Street Aurora, the East Aurora Theater, Riley Street Station, all the businesses, Vidler's Five and Dime, all the businesses that you would see driving down Main Street in modern day East Aurora are the places that you will see in this movie.
Take us behind the scenes just a little bit about what your life is like, associate producer. That sounds so glamorous in some ways, but it sounds like it's also been very, very hectic for you.
It has been. You know, we started filming our Christmas movies for the year in Buffalo. That kicked off our Christmas movie season. So it has been nonstop Christmas for myself and our team at Hybrid. And essentially we've been making these cable TV Christmas movies, and they've been acquired by Hallmark, ION, Lifetime. And, you know, as we speak, we're delivering these Christmas movies that are going to air. I think this year personally alone, I have 6 Christmas movies that are airing over the course of this holiday season on TV. But so it is quite a busy season for us, and I do feel like we live Christmas year round. But I will tell you, the one thing that makes this movie the most special, you know, A Prince for Christmas and filming in East Aurora and Buffalo, is that when we filmed this movie, we had real actual snow. It felt like Christmas when we watched the movie and we watched the footage. And we see that real authentic snow and that real authentic snowfall. It's just something that you couldn't ever, you know, edit or CGI or do in post-production. It's beautiful. It's natural.
Since it was so authentic and came in so handy, any plans in the works right now to maybe come back to Western New York and enjoy another winter with us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know that our director, Fred Olin Ray, he actually has been back to the Buffalo area since. We love coming to film there. The Buffalo Niagara Film Commission is amazing. They do an amazing job at making film production companies just feel at home. They're very accommodating.
All right, Marcus Hill, would love to have you come back, and do appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy schedule to join us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much. And yeah, please have everyone tune in.